Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisetze. We're getting very close to the end of the Rayim. We feel it coming, and hopefully that is noticeable in our behavior. Let me share with you a few thoughts on this week's Parsha. As you know, in this week's Parsha, there are many, many mitzvahs, and it includes a list of those that are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, outside, of course, of the relatives that are listed elsewhere. And one of them is a pitzua daka, a man who has certain physical injuries that prohibit him from marrying into Klal Yisrael. There are situations which fall into a machlekes rishayim. In other words, certain injuries are mentioned clearly in the Gemara, and other injuries fall into a machlaikis rishayinim, whether that particular case is also one that's asabakal. The particulars of the halachas of pitzua daka is not my topic. However, a very interesting shayla is my topic. You have a man who has a physical injury, and his ability to marry into Klal Yisrael is dependent on a machlaikis rishayinim. We look at Shulchan Aruch, and the Pesachei Tshuva says it's a Shas HaDchak, obviously, because either he has the opportunity to have a family or he doesn't. And we say, okay, it's a Shas HaDchak, so you're allowed to rely on the Shitas Das Yachid and marry into Klal Yisrael. And we're not here, clearly, in the Paiskin. Question is, that's very good for him. For him, it's a Shas HaDchak. But he's marrying a woman. And for her, it's not a Shas HaDchak. For her, she doesn't have to go on a shidduch with this particular individual. She can go and try somebody else. So the question becomes whether it is whether it's mutter for her as well, and whether it's mutter for her to marry somebody who falls under this category of being someone that's only mutter b'kahal b'shas hadchak. There's a letter that the Stipler wrote on the topic. They did not put this letter in the regular Krayin HaDigros. I'm not sure why. Instead, in the Kilas Yaakov on Masechtas Yevamos. And there, he was asked this question. His answer, besides the halachic point of the answer, is something which is an important lesson in regard to Shidduchim in general. He says, well, of course it's mutter. If the Hapais can say that a man with this injury is allowed to marry, he's obviously marrying a woman who is not in the same Shas HaDchak as him. The Stipler writes the following. He says, when you hear about a woman who's being read as a shidduch, or a woman hears about a man being read as a shidduch, when they hear things, they don't know the person. The person is a name on a piece of paper. Anything that comes up is an easy way to passel, an easy way to say it's not good. He's a little too tall, he's a little too short, his family isn't exactly perfect, he's got an issue with one thing or another. And that type of thing, easily, you write it off very, very easily, and you go on. However, it's not really true, because if you're going to marry, if you're dating someone, well, you're not going to end up marrying the person. I guess it's all irrelevant. You're trying to decide whether to go out with the person because maybe it's the right person for you to marry. Once you know somebody, once you're familiar with somebody, once the person is known to you and matches the shidduch, then suddenly a lot of these things fall away. A lot of these other cheshbonos, at least for healthy people, fall away. I'm sure that there are some people who continue to bother them all their lives. But in a healthy person, if somebody's a shidduch, it's a shidduch. I was married probably about 15 years, and I needed surgery on my leg, and I was told I'd be left with a limp. Once I was talking to my wife at that time, and I said, you know, if I'd still be a bacher, your parents wouldn't let you go out with me. Somebody walks around with a limp. So she laughed. And she mentioned to me about one of the Hasidic Rebbeim, Admirim, that when he was a young man, he had a limp. He was read as a shidduch for a woman. A woman heard that he has a limp. She didn't meet him in a walking situation. She met him sitting together. So she wanted to break the shidduch. So he wrote her a note. He said, 40 days before Yetzirah Savlad, they told me I have to marry a woman with a limp. And I said, it's not nice for a woman to have a limp. Well, appearances are very important to women. Give me the limp instead. And I got the limp. And now you're going to write me off because of that. And of course, they got married and everyone lived happily ever after. Now, whether this letter was meant as a mashal or a nevuah, I guess depends on if you're chassid with that particular rebbe. But that's not the point. The point he was making is, of course, that if you're my mishudeches, it shouldn't matter. If you're my match, it shouldn't matter. It's up to Stipler. A lot of things matter before you meet. But once you meet, once there's a connection, you have to know there's no one else in the world. This is the one for you. You meet somebody, and it's somebody who you can connect to, who you can build a home together with. There is nobody else. This is the shidduch. This is the one. Now, he limps. Well, if you're married to someone for 15 years and he starts limping, you don't think about whether the shidduch is good. If it's the one, it's the one. So Dr. Stipler is only one. If he's mutter to get married, because otherwise he can't get married, the same is true about her. And therefore it's mutter. It's a tremendous insight of the Stipler into the way to look at shidduch, and it's something we understand, but very often don't think about when we're busy with the little knaches, the little bends and twists and turns of inquiring into a shidduch. Let me go on to a second thought. I guess once we're talking about marriage, this week's parsha is the source of the halachas of marriage. Ki yikach ish isha. Ki yikach kicha, of course, refers to marriage. Ki yikach ish isha, we derive from there that it's the man who's active in the Maisa Kedusha. The man gives the ring to the woman. He's the one who's active. Not only that, the Gemara says he's the one that has to say Hariyat Mekudeshesli. Of course, she has to agree. Without her das, they're not married. However, the Gemara says, Nasan hu va'amra hi. If she does the speaking, that's not a Kedusha. Nasan hu has to be, he says Hariyat, then he gives it to her. And then it's a good kedushin. There's a bir halacha. Halacha is kriyashma. In Siman Samach Beis, the first bir halacha. In halacha is kriyashma, it says that kriyashma can be said in any language you understand. Mishnah Berurah says in bir halacha, the same thing is true about benching, the same thing is true about Shmoneh Esrei, the same thing is true about kiddush. All of these, preferably, of course, should be said in Lashon Kodesh. However, if someone doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, someone can say any of these tefillahs in any language. And that's the halacha p'suka. Zok debir halacha achidish. Other languages are only good in a country where that language is spoken. A language, even if you know that you understand the language, but you're in a country where that language is not spoken, there, Kriya Shema, Shmona Esrei, Berachas Hamazon, and Kiddush cannot be said in that other language. Well, in New York, almost every language is spoken. But you go to a place where certain languages are not spoken. You go to Liberty, New York, and you speak in Japanese. Nobody, there's not something spoken in that area. So there, even though you're a Japanese person, you can dominate in Japanese. When you find yourself in a location where nobody speaks that language, then you're not eligible to say it in that language. So this is a chiddush. It has nothing to do with marriage, of course. It's a chiddush. You can say it in other languages, but only if it's a language spoken in that place. Fine. V'raya, he says, what's a proof to this? The Bir Halacha, incredibly, brings some Hilchus Kedushin. In Hilchus Kedushin, he means to refer to Simchav Zayin Sif Aleph in Evan Hezer. It says that you can say Kedusha in any language, but only if it's spoken in that area. And from there, he says the same thing is true here. That comparison is a very big chiddush. By benching Kriya Shema, Shemana Esrei, Kiddush, there's a din amira. There's a din you have to speak. A din you have to speak, what's called speaking? Well, Lashon Kodesh in every country and other languages where they're spoken. Kiddushin, however, why does a man have to say something when he gives a wife a ring? It's a gilui das. He's showing what his intention is. He's showing his wife. He's showing the witnesses. I would think the dibur is not a halacha that you have to have an amira. It's just a practical item that you have to let her know what's going on. Let the witnesses know what's going through your mind. That's what I would think. This bir halacha from his comparison, you see a chiddush gadol. He says, with his din amira, the din amira has to be in a language spoken in that medina, or lashon kodesh. Raya from Kiddushin. Wow, that's a chiddush. This bir halacha seems to be going in line with the Bircha Shmuel in Kiddushin Simen Aleph in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker, who says this, what he calls the Chefza of Amira, that Amira is a din in Kiddushin. It's not just to show what you're thinking, but it's what he calls a Chefza da Amira. That's a very big chiddush. So here we have in Ilchus Kriya Shema, a makar to a chiddush gadol. Halacha, we all do harayat. We all say it in Lashon Kodesh, but the aside in Kedushin, the aside in Din Amira, wow, what a chiddush. For saying goodbye, I would like to point out, Al-Davar Shalai Kidmu Eschem Belechem, Advar Shloi Kidmu, the Dalit is Degusha, it's a Shvana, Kidmu, Lashanava, they didn't come forward. It may be it's Ma'akiv, Kidmu is a command, Kidmu, come forward. Kidmu, with a Dagesh of the Dalit and a Shvana, I believe, is Lashanava. So, a warning to the Bali, Kriya, Advar Shloi Kidmu Esra. Make sure you mention the clearly express yourself with the Shva Na. And so, with these thoughts, I want to wish everybody a absolutely wonderful Shabbos Parshas Kisei, and we should really be starting to have in our awareness, our constant awareness, the fact that the clock is ticking. It's coming to the end of Tishrei Pedal, and it's been a very ominous year for Klal Yisrael, a sad year for many families in Eretz Yisrael. May we be zeichet to a much better Tavshim Pehei and prepared to get there. A good Shabbos to all.